A 32-year-old woman is dead after an incident on Blackcomb Mountain on March 9. The woman, from Vancouver, was skiing with her partner when they became separated, after which her partner contacted Whistler Blackcomb Ski Patrol, according to a Whistler Blackcomb spokesperson. Patrol found the woman unresponsive on Renegade, an advanced gladded trail near Katskinner Express chairlift. On behalf of Whistler Blackcomb, our ski patrol and the entire Vail Resorts family, I would like to offer my deepest condolences, said Belinda Trembeth, Whistler Blackcomb COO, in a release. Tragedies like this weigh heavily on all of us, and our hearts go out to the guests' family and friends. We are here to support during this extremely difficult time. It's the third confirmed death on Whistler Blackcomb slopes this ski season. On January 10, a 42-year-old BC man was found unresponsive in a gladded area near 7th Avenue and Expressway on Blackcomb. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. His identity has not been released. The cause of death was snow immersion. Just over a week later, on January 19, 62-year-old Vancouver resident Ron Stuber died after what was described as a serious incident in Sapphire Bowl, an expert-designated area in Blackcomb Glacier Provincial Park. When tree skiing, preparedness and awareness are key. Always be on the lookout for tree wells, a hollow pocket that can surround trees after snowfall events. Always ski with a buddy, or buddies. When entering a tree, run and look out for each other. Keep a whistle attached to the zipper of your jacket. Keep your eyes up and focused on where you're going to avoid hitting tree trunks or branches. Follow this link for a video with more safety tips.